Well, there's a property called Myalla near the central west New South Wales town of Narromine. It's broadacre cropping after the owners, Susie Ray and her husband, got out of cattle a few years back. The drought has bitten hard there. The dust is relentless. The Rays are still digesting the details, but they don't see much to celebrate in the government's drought package. I reached Susie at her part-time job in a store in Narromine. We talked first about the new loans that are on offer.
We're saturated. You know, so many people out here have got mega loans, and just the word loan, you know, sends shivers down our spine.
So even though the offer is interest-free, it feels like it's just adding to the burden?
Yeah, it is. And I really don't get how people can take on another loan. When you talk to the farmers, you know, you're talking to the men, and they're saying, you know, their cup is overflowing. They've just got so much debt. They don't need any more. And just the paperwork, you know, what's that paperwork going to be like? I know if you need it, you have to go through the processes. I understand all of that. But look, people need money. They need it now, not loans.
Some experts have said it would be better to give money in the form of a sort of HECS scheme, income contingent loans. You repay when you're earning enough to be able to repay. Would that be more sensible?
Well, from what I understand, that sounds like a really, really good idea. I don't know how they would structure it. I don't know how, you know, when it would kick in, because we have to understand that when the drought does break, and, you know, we're hoping it's going to be really soon, but people are already going to have things they have to repay. They've already got their loans they're going to have to repay. They've still got lease repayments on mega machinery. Thinking about it now, it sounds like it could really work, but I'd have to see how it's all structured, definitely.
Do you think this approach generally, you know, the droughts hit, well, for many people, it's, you know, 5-7 years. Do you think it encourages farmers to stay on the land who maybe should be considering other options? Because the NFF, for example, have called for exit packages, but there's no exit packages in this package.
I've discussed that with my husband, actually. We're in our 50s, so for us it's not an option, and we have a son who would be really keen to come back, but we've encouraged him to go down another track, thank goodness, at the moment. But I think people that were maybe in their 60s and were looking for an out, I think that might have been a really good idea, but it obviously looks like it's not been thrown on the table yet either.
The conditions you're in central western New South Wales. It's hideously dry, and the dust, I know, is a huge burden. Just what is it like living with that?
Oh, gosh. As a housewife in a big old farmhouse, dealing with the dust, pretty much, it seems to be every Friday and Saturday we get a dust storm. That is horrendous. I'm talking, it does things to your mind. All the other women I've been speaking to have just said, yeah, they're done with cleaning. It's terrible. And, you know, we're all pretty house proud. We've got beautiful gardens, or we had beautiful gardens. It's a big chore. It's a huge chore. And it's sort of, it's really hard on the soul too, these hot, dry days. It's, even harder for the men, I'm sure, because they're the ones out in it. At least we can escape back into the house, into the air conditioning.
And you work off the farm, don't you? What do you do?
Yeah, I do a couple of days a week in a beautiful little boutique gift shop in Narromine. So that's really nice. And it's actually really good for me to get off the farm and come in, and I get to speak to lots of people, although I hear a lot of terrible stories too, sad stories. But that's just how it is at the moment. But, yeah, it's nice to get away, and it's nice to come to town and to have a purpose.
Yeah. So which side do you come down on the question of whether a drought should be declared a natural disaster or not?
I've been pushing and pushing and pushing. I've got an Instagram page that I've, you know, started up out of desperation, really, because I felt we were being ignored. And I am pushing for a natural disaster. And, you know, I saw some feed, I think it may have been on Twitter, that it can't be declared a natural disaster because a drought is slow moving and we see it coming. is pretty much how they put it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's caused by nature and it's a disaster. So it's a natural disaster. It doesn't matter if it's fast moving or slow moving, it is a natural disaster. And the thing from a drought is it's here for years and it takes years to recover.
And what if it was declared a natural disaster, what benefit would that give farmers?
Well, from what I believe is, but it has been changed too. That slips through Parliament and no one knew about it. It used to be that you got exceptional circumstance payments and it lasted the whole period of the drought. So they've canned the exceptional circumstances and that's where the household allowance has taken over, which is just the biggest debacle I've ever come across.
In what way?
It's the most demoralising thing to sit at a computer and put all your life into 70 whatever pages, which has now been reduced to 42. And you have to do that times two, one for each partner in the part, so husband and wife. And by the time you come out from filling out just the first, you know, so say you're doing it for one partner, it takes all day and you just feel terrible when you've done it. They just want to know everything. It's terrible. Terrible.
Now, given climate science, which tells us that droughts are going to be more frequent and more intense, that must be what you are seeing happening before your very eyes.
Yep.
Do you think your region is going to continue to be viable?
Always. We're in a fabulous little pocket. We've got, you know, there's a lot of groundwater. When Burrendong's full, there's a lot of irrigation. And the dryland farmers are very, very good at what they do. They've been doing it for a long time. You know, we're talking 4, 5, 6 generations of farming. They know what they're doing. They're willing to learn. They're very good at what they do. And, you know, it's the proof's in the pudding. When we're productive, we are so bloody good at it. And our product is, you know, the top of the tree. It's the best.
So what could the government do to assist to make sure you can stay there? What's the one thing you would want them to do for you?
To do for me? Well, you know, one thing I would love to see them do for at the moment with the current situation, what I would love, really, really love to see them do, especially for the men, is I would love to see a replanting and restocking grant, and I'd like to see it brought in right now, so the men know that when it does rain, they'll be able to jump on their tractors, they'll know there'll be money available right there and then without a heap of paperwork, a heap of trips to the nearest service centre to fill out more forms, so that they can sleep at night knowing that when they do hear that rain that lasts for a week, that they'll be able to get organised, the money will be there and they'll be able to start farming.
Is that a component of what you would consider to be a comprehensive drought policy? Because there's been criticism that the government doesn't have a comprehensive drought policy.
Yeah, that would be a definite. And the other thing would be, interest subsidies on their loans. That would be unbelievably amazing. Just so that they, whatever they're making now, they know that they can hold off for a while and not have to worry about meeting the interest repayments.
So
it's such a worry.
Do you think you've had your say? Do you think the government has heard you, has listened to you throughout this crisis?
No. I'd love to know who they've been talking to. Like, we organised for David Littleproud to come out. I've got his number. We've been texting with him to come out and meet with a group of us. There's a group of, we think we're, you know, people that know what we're talking about. We wanted to sit down with him without any media. We wanted to for him to come for a whole day. And so we could tell him what we thought would work and what farmers and the future of farming is all about. But they, you know, they just kept putting us off. He just kept saying, yeah, I'll be there next week. I'll be there in 2 weeks. I'll be there at the beginning of November. And we haven't heard anything since.
Susie Ray, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Absolute pleasure. There is future in farming.
Plaintiff last words from Narromine Region farmer Susie Ray.